Women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-727-6808. That's 1-800-727-6808. 727-6808. 1-800-727-6808.
Correspondent Heidi Bott reports that another demonstration against the burning of the Quran in Kunduz has turned violent.
In the northern province of Kunduz, officials say that thousands of people gathered at first to peacefully demonstrate, but then as they tried to push further into the city, they clashed with police. They started to try to attack a U.S. base that's there, throwing grenades at the base.
Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum says Afghanistan should apologize to the U.S. for the deaths of four U.S. soldiers during 6 days of violence sparked by the burning of Qurans in Afghanistan. This audio is courtesy of APC's This Week.
This is unacceptable. The idea that a mistake was made, clearly a mistake, which we should not have apologized for. There was nothing deliberately done wrong here. This was something that happened as a mistake. Killing Americans in uniform is not a mistake. It was something that deliberate.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Now that it's the new year, isn't it time for the new you? The you who resolves to stop overspending and take control of your finances. After all, those credit card bills aren't going anywhere. Nonprofit Trinity Debt Management is here to help. Trinity has a proven program that will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Shouldn't you call Trinity? 1-800-760-8552. That's 1-800-760-8552.
So-called civilianized versions of unmanned military aircraft that have been known to track down and kill terrorists could be in the skies over the U.S. in just a few years. With more, here's correspondent Tim McGuire.
Drones are inexpensive. They can stay in the air for hours and don't need a pilot. Power companies want them to monitor transmission lines. Ranchers want them to count cows. Law enforcement agencies are already using drones to photograph crime scenes, aid searches, and scan the ground ahead of SWAT teams. Civil liberties groups are worried that armed drones would give police the ability to, quote, use their laptop computers to zap people from the air.
Prosecutors say in New Jersey that the teenage son of a corrections officer used her service pistol to shoot to death his younger half-brother. The Jersey Journal reports 12-year-old Hassan George was shot once in the chest inside the officer's Jersey City apartment Friday night. Some watched pioneering aviator Charles Lindbergh's ticker tape parade or have vivid memories of the Great Depression. But don't ask New York City's federal judges about retirement. It's missing from their vocabulary. Take Judge Robert Sweet. He's turning 90 this year. He works regularly at the Manhattan courthouse, yet he still skis and plays tennis. And he has nothing over 90-year-old Judge Jack Weinstein in Brooklyn. Weinstein says he can't wait to get to work each and every day after a 2-hour gym workout. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm John Russell.
We all want the best for ourselves and our families, right? But it's not always easy or practical to actually own the thing that's the absolute best in its class. Fortunately, when it comes to the eggs you serve, you can actually experience the best. Eggland's Best. In the world of eggs, Eggland's Best are unique and special. They come from hens that are fed a patented, high-quality, all-natural, all-vegetarian diet without added hormones, antibiotics, or steroids of any kind. This produces eggs that have superior taste and superior nutrition. In fact, Eggland's Best tastes like no other, with more of the delicious farm-fresh taste you love. It's no surprise that Eggland's Best have won many taste awards, including the gold medal for superior taste, appearance, and freshness from the American Masters of Taste. Eggland's Best are winners when it comes to nutrition, too. Compared to regular eggs, Eggland's Best provide 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Yet they have 25% less saturated fat. Superior taste and nutrition add up to superior value, too. So why settle for any old egg when you can experience...
Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. This week, we're going to be updating you on some very important legal and legislative issues concerning how shelters operate in California and the tragic slaughter of horses throughout the country. And we're going to be asking you to take action, so be ready to take down some contact information as the show progresses. Now, later in the hour, we're going to be meeting Joe Claire Corcoran, who is leading a new campaign to bring attention to the American Horse Slaughter Prevention Act. And Congressman Jim Moran is involved with that. But first, we are pleased to welcome attorney Marla Tauscher. Marla practices in Southern California, and I know personally and firsthand that she often takes on many animal welfare cases pro bono because she really wants to make things better for all animals. In fact, Marla decided to attend law school specifically so she would be better able to help animals. Now, the Hayden Law in California, a law which has been in effect for a few years now and which gives animals that enter shelters a few crucial days to get adopted or reunited with their families before being euthanized. Well, this law is under serious attack by Governor Brown. And I want to welcome Marla, who's agreed to come on the show and give her perspective about this. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Dr. Kirshner. How are you?
I'm great. Marla, remind listeners, please, what the Hayden Law does.
Basically, what the Hayden Law does, it was enacted in 1998, and it extended the minimum holding period for shelter animals in California from 72 hours from the time of impound to either 6 days or 4 days, depending on the days that the shelter or the times the shelter was accessible to the public. It also required shelters to provide minimal veterinary care or at least some veterinary care for animals. It has a record-keeping requirement that requires them to keep records on each animal taken in, which obviously helps to keep track of the animals and to know which animals are there or have been there, which helps owners to find lost animals. Mm-hmm. And it has a provision also that required them to keep lost and found lists and lists of other shelters in the area for people who have lost animals and come in looking for them. It has a number of just basic provisions that really are nothing more, you know, than humane treatment.
Right. And it's effective, though, correct?
It has been very effective, yes.
And so Now, Marla, tell us, what are Governor Brown's reasons for wanting this repeal?
In a speech that he made back in January when he first talked about this, one of the main reasons I've heard is that it's to reduce the budget because it's costing money, because when the state implemented these provisions, they were also required to reimburse cities and counties, local governments, for the additional costs of carrying out these provisions. These provisions, though, have been suspended since July of 2009. So since then, they have not been costing the state any money. So at this point, they can't save any money in the budget because they haven't been costing any money.
Right, right. Go ahead, please.
The other justification that I heard him mention in this speech was that he thought that this was the kind of regulation that should be left to local entities, to local counties and cities, to hold them accountable. But that just doesn't make sense, especially when one of the provisions at stake and that is subject to repeal is the one that requires record keeping. It seems to defy logic to say, well, we want to hold you accountable at the local level, but you don't have to keep records anymore.
So tell us, Marla, what other provisions are subject to repeal?
It's primarily those. The other ones that are subject to repeal are ones, for example, that required the same holding periods for non-dogs and cats. In fact, rabbits are the third most popular animal adopted from shelters, and at this point, because of the suspension, they are no longer required to hold them for any amount of time. Rabbits, guinea pigs, and smaller animals that are non-dogs and cats. They could be killed
terrible immediately
upon entry.
Wow. Okay, so how does this repeal of the Hayden Law provisions affect the average person, Marla? It seems to me that if a person, let's say, loses their dog or their dog escapes from the backyard or something and it's on a Friday night or Friday mm-hmm. afternoon, the shelters close Saturday, Sunday, and they euthanize on Mondays, can the dog be euthanized before the person has a chance to even try to locate his dog?
Yes, At this point, yes. The 72-hour holding period, which, by the way, was established in 1921, so almost 100 years ago. We've gone back 100 years now in animal sheltering by, you know, even suspending, much less repealing mm-hmm. these provisions of the Hayden Law. But, yes, the clock starts ticking the minute that the animal is impounded. Under Hayden, the 4 and 6 day holding periods actually are business days or days that the shelter is open to the public. So under the Hayden Law, they would have to, you know, the days only count if they're open. But yes, now it's 72 hours from the time that the animal is taken up by animals.
Well, Marla, that just seems crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't make an awful lot of sense. It's bad. I mean, particularly when you're in really big areas like Los Angeles and you have multiple jurisdictions, it's such a huge area. It may take you 72 hours to figure out which shelter your animal may have gone. You may not
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Exactly. And, Marla, it would seem to me that, let's say it's a feral or a stray dog that's or lost dog or dog that's not owned by, doesn't have a guardian. I mean, at least give the rescue groups a chance to come into the shelters and rescue the dog.
Yeah, and that's difficult to do in 72 hours. It's very difficult
right.
oftentimes for rescues to even come up with the money or the resources or possibly a foster home or somewhere to actually physically place the dog once it's out of the shelter. It 72 hours is just not very long at all. Also, this does not require the animals to even be offered for adoption because the 72-hour hold, for example, is for owner redemption, for an owner to come in and find the animal. But they don't have to put it out for adoption or make it available for adoption. They can just kill it right away after the expiration of 72 hours.
Okay, so you also mentioned earlier about record keeping. So are you saying now that animal control and shelters are not responsible to keep any records on any animals that come to the shelter?
Well, in all fairness, there are record keeping requirements sometimes at the city and county level. Some have actually put into their own codes requirements to keep records, but not all of them have. The state no longer requires them to keep records. And so, which to me just is a recipe for disaster. I mean, it really, what that would essentially do in effect, I think, is to reward the worst performing shelters by allowing them to hide what they're doing and never disclose what they're doing. But it also compounds the problem of finding a lost animal. For example, if your dog is lost or your cat is lost and you go to a shelter that isn't keeping records, or doesn't have all the records, you know, that are required or the actual pieces of information, which are really, really basic. They're minimal under the Hayden mm-hmm. Law. But if you went there and said, do you have my animal? They would say, well, go look. And if you didn't find your animal, can you imagine have you had my animal? I don't
right.
know. We don't have records.
Yeah. Marla, in last minute and a half, what can my listeners do?
The listeners at this point really need to contact the California lawmakers, contact particularly the members of the Assembly and Senate budget subcommittees. There's a lot of really good information on Facebook on a page called Sutter's Friends. They're keeping that really, really well updated. It has a lot of mm-hmm. addresses, physical addresses, to write old-fashioned paper mail. You can call the governor's office. There's contact information on there as well. Sign the petition on change.org. I delivered the petition to the governor's office yesterday with almost 49,000 signatures.
Wow.
And they had to let me in because there were news cameras there. So,
good job.
So, keep signing the petition. It's not going to waste. It actually is going to the people intended.
Right, and that's on change.org. Marla Tauscher, thank you so much, and thanks for all your work.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
You're listening to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. This show tackles the important issues concerning all animals and how they're treated by people and where they fit in our society. And, of course, we promote greater respect for and kindness towards all living creatures. Tell your friends about Animals Today. We air from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. And you can listen live on the Internet during the live show by going to our website, animalstodayradio.com. We archive all our shows, and we spoke more about the Hayden Law with the primary drafter of the bill, Tammy Bryant. So if you want to listen to that, that was a couple weeks ago. So go to animalstodayradio.com. More great stuff right here on Animals Today. Don't go away. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-684-2260. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-684-2260. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Call 1-800-684-2260. 1-800-684-2260. That's 1-800-684-2260.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This programming is brought to you by the GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. To help make sure your GMC is ready for whatever the traffic and weather throw at it, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for our latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the show. I now want to introduce a woman who has been a longtime advocate for horses and works with Equine Welfare Alliance as a research specialist to help end slaughter of horses in the United States. Recently, President Obama signed legislation permitting slaughter of horses for human consumption in the U.S., and we discussed this on a show a few weeks ago. So if you want to learn more about the issue, go to animalstodayradio.com and listen to the February 5th show. So for an update on a very interesting new project, here is Jo Claire Corcoran. Welcome, Jo Claire.
Thank you.
Just to get everyone up to date, describe for us the current situation concerning horse slaughter in the United States.
Well, currently, right now, since signing the Ag Appropriation Bill, horse slaughter could reopen again in the United States. There is talk that came out just yesterday of a slaughter plant being opened in Missouri this year.
That's, yeah, Missouri, the puppy mill capital of the world, by the way. So, Jo Claire, what is this project that you have underway to get the attention of Congress and the President?
We're doing a children's letter writing campaign, which is focused on saving America's horses from slaughter. Back in many years previous, Wild Horse Annie started a program similar to this, which was a children's letter writing campaign, and was instrumental in getting the Wild Horse and Burrow Protection Act passed. So we thought we could do the same thing. And it kind of came about from my six-year-old grandson knowing about the issue and what had happened with the bill, asking me if we could write to President Obama and tell him to stop slaughtering horses. And I said, sure, you know, we could do that. And then we thought, well, why don't we just get all the kids to write and see if we can have the same impact that Wild Horse Annie had.
Just to clarify, Jo Claire, the American Horse Slaughter Prevention Act will ban horse slaughter as well as the transport of horses for slaughter, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so you hope to accomplish with these letters to get a repeal about this.
Right. And what we're wanting is Senate Bill 1176 and House Bill 2966, which
right.
is the American Horse Slaughter Prevention Act.
I see. And what is the tell us what the Moran Amendment is.
The Moran Amendment was an amendment that was passed back in 2005, which basically defunded the inspection of horse meat by the USDA. As a result of that and some other issues that occurred, the three horse slaughter plants that were still in the United States closed. And last year, in a closed-door session, three congressmen, Kingston, Cole, and Blunt, removed that amendment at the last minute, forcing Congress to vote on the bill and approve it and the president to have to sign it to avoid a shutdown of the government.
So you'd also like to get the Moran Amendment back in the Agriculture Appropriations Bill, which will, again, defund the inspection of horse meat for human consumption, correct?
Correct.
And what should people write? If my listeners are listening right now, they have kids or kids are listening, what should people write and where should they send their letters? And just to be clear, anyone of any age can write these letters or really under a certain age you're looking for?
We're asking for children ages 4 to 18. And basically what we're asking is that the children just write about what horses mean to them. You know, making it age appropriate, we don't necessarily think that a six-year-old knows about the graphic details of slaughter, whereas a senior in high school may have done her own research and know exactly what happens. And so we're just asking that they write what horses mean and asking the President and Congress to please save our horses.
Very good. And go ahead, Jo Claire.
I was going to say, then they can send the letters to my attention, and we have the address on our website and on our Facebook page.
Which is what?
EquineWelfareAlliance.org, mm-hmm. and then click on the children's page. And then the Facebook page is the Million Horse March Children's Letter Writing Campaign. People can join there for links to flyers, and videos, and lesson plans, everything.
Now, there are a few YouTube's videos featuring children. Tell us about that.
Well, the first video we did to introduce the project actually features an 11-year-old volunteer doing the voiceover. When she found out we were doing this project, she told her grandmother she wanted to help. And so she actually wrote the script and practiced and recorded this, and then I incorporated into the video that I made introducing the project to the children.
Wonderful. Now, you mentioned Jim Moran. He's connected to this effort, a sponsor of the legislation, correct?
Right.
And do you know why he's interested in horse legislation?
Well, he, like the majority of us, understands that horse slaughter is not a humane process. Horses are different from animals that we do raise for food in this country. We don't raise them for food. And because we don't raise them for food, then the meat is not safe to eat because we give our horses medications and other products that we use on our horses that have been deemed by the FDA to be unsafe for use in animals that are going to be slaughtered for human consumption. So knowing all these things and the fact that we really shouldn't be wasting tax dollars inspecting a meat that we don't raise for food, that we don't eat in this country, it's really a waste of tax dollars right now when we're in such a budget crunch.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, these letters will be presented on March 27th at a press conference scheduled by Congressman Jim Moran at the Capitol in Washington, D.C. Are we going to hear about this? Is this going to be on, is the media going to cover this?
Well, we're hoping so. Congressman Moran's office is supposed to be arranging the media coverage, and it'll be at 12 o'clock at the Capitol, what they call the Capitol Triangle. Mm-hmm. And we have children who are coming. One child is actually flying in from New Hampshire, he and his mother. He has been an amazing participant, spoken at the New Hampshire legislature about this issue. He has started his own blog. He's having parties. He's doing everything he can to educate other children and people and to collect letters and support for this project.
Wonderful. Joe Claire, thanks so much for sharing this wonderful information with our listeners. Okay, you guys have to write letters, get your kids to write letters. Joe Claire, tell us the website again, please.
It's equinewelfarealliance.org, and click on children's page.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, don't go away. We got more with animals today. We're going to bring Peter on and see what's going on in the news these days. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Thanks for listening.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late.
This message is brought to you by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
I have something to confess. I just love eggs. Eggs for breakfast, eggs for lunch, for dinner, you name it. To me, eggs are all about freshness, wholesomeness, and home. As I said, I just love them. And the eggs I love best? That's easy. Eggland's Best. No other egg I've tried tastes as farm fresh and delicious. I love my EBs sunny side up, but they're great any way you prepare them. And lest you think Eggland's eggs are only about superior taste, let me tell you about their superior nutrition. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best have 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Plus, they're a good source of omega-3s and lutein. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, they have 25% less saturated fat than regular eggs. Now that's what I call a super egg. Look for all-natural Eggland's Best at your local grocers in regular, cage-free, and organic varieties. If you love eggs the way I do, it's time you experienced eggs at their best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition. Better eggs.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, Lori.
Hi. So?
So?
What can we talk about today?
Oh, so much going on in the world of animal welfare. I will tell you that, you know, around the country in many states, there's legislation being considered that is going to make illegal certain kinds of investigations concerning animal cruelty. You know those sort of undercover videos that pop up once in a while
Which expose horrific acts to people who work in slaughterhouses and horrific acts for, you know, yes, I do know
that. And you're really hard to refute what goes on when you see a video like this. Well, a lot of states are considering what are being called ag gag legislation to make it illegal to do this kind of reporting.
Why? So they can hide all their abusive behaviors?
That's exactly why. A bunch of nonprofits, both animal welfare and other kinds of organizations, such as the Center for Constitutional Rights, the Government Accountability Project, the Youth for Environmental Sanity, plus a bunch of big animal welfare groups have gotten together to release a statement opposing these proposed legislation.
That's good.
And the statement, let me read a little bit for
yes.
you, okay? It says, these bills represent a wholesale assault on many fundamental values shared by all people across the United States. Not only would these bills perpetuate animal abuse on industrial farms, they would also threaten workers' rights, consumer health and safety, and the freedom of journalists, employees, and the public at large to share information about something as fundamental as our food supply. Right? So
yeah.
We call on state legislators around the nation to drop or vote against these dangerous and un-American efforts.
That's great.
So that's what's going on in
yeah.
these states, because the agricultural operations want to hide what's really going
Absolutely.
On there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so what an assault on First Amendment rights. What an assault
it
on
is.
Reporting.
It is.
Yeah. So we'll let you know if any of these really get seriously considered in any of the states. But this must be prevented.
It can't pass, I hope.
Right. Well, we're going to do our best
yeah, yeah.
to expose what happens.
Right.
So, in a different topic, there's this Texas rodeo cowboy, and he's now actually on medical leave, and I'll tell you why in a moment. But he has been accused of trafficking rhino horns.
Oh,
rhinoceros
no.
horns. It's illegal to possess them. It's illegal to buy and sell them. And yet it's still a very lucrative business. These horns are very popular in the Orient, where they're felt to be a cancer cure and aphrodisiac. People powder them and consume them. And, of course, these medical claims are just myths, because the horn is made out of what? It's made out of keratin.
Right.
Fingernails.
Right.
Right. So rhinos around the world are poached, particularly in Southeast Asia and in Africa, and their horns, which are wholesale, go for about $5,000 a pound, and then by the time they make it to China or Vietnam, are sold for $25,000 a pound.
Wow!
Right. So this fellow, the former cowboy PCR, former professional cowboy guy from Texas, was found to be doing business with a different fellow who owns a California trading company, and they were, the affidavit says, found to be exchanging cash and horns, and they were arrested. So this guy's now in custody. He faces a lot of serious penalties for violating the Lacey Act and the Endangered Species Act, and he can face up to 5 years in prison.
Good.
Twice, a couple of counts at that. And it turns out, okay, so here's the thing. Turns out he's on medical leave because he also likes to tame and provide camels for various events. So he was attacked by one of his camels who almost killed him, and his friend had to come to his rescue with pitchfork against the camel to get the camel to let go of him, because he was flinging him around like a rag doll, they say.
Oh.
So now he is injured. He can't go back to rodeoing, and it looks like he's not going to be able to go to rhino trafficking anymore, and we'll see what happens to this gentleman. What a nice person.
Camel was defending the rhinos and all the other
I know.
Helpless animals out there. Talking about camels.
Yes.
Talking about camels, there was just a, I think you have it in your pile of papers there. Wasn't there just something in our area about a state fair and camels used and ostriches used and
yeah.
and all these poor animals being used for this annual thing that...
In the Riverside County Fair, this is South California,
yeah.
right? Southern
yeah.
California, Riverside County. They have a yearly county fair and national date festival. They put that together. This is in Indio, California. And a ostrich was forced to be euthanized when it broke its leg. And this ostrich was actually pulling a rider in a chariot during a race. So they've got this event. They've got ostriches pulling riders around. And this ostrich sort of freaked out, they say, and ran into a barrier, straight into it, either, you know, got scared or disoriented, broke its leg, and the vet was there, and the vet euthanized the ostrich. And so the connection with the camels that you alluded to was that the owner of the ostrich also provides the camels, also provides camels and other animals for the petting zoo and the nursery barn. He's been doing this for 35 years, and it's never happened to him. So,
you know,
there are also camel races. You know what? Let me make sure that I say this properly. The fellow provides the animals for the zoo and the nursery barn. I'm not sure if he provides camels, but there also are camel races.
I understand. Okay. Right.
So, but still, camel races. Give me a break.
And ostrich races. Yeah. I mean, why do you want a 200-pound man on ostrich? I mean, this is another way we entertain by exploiting and abusing animals. And how is this any better than a rodeo?
It's same thing.
Same thing.
Different animal.
Exactly.
People are still saying, oh, this looks like fun.
Right.
Well, they need to be taught.
Right.
And there's a picture in one article that I read of an ostrich with a person on it also.
It's so what happens to – I know it is the most ridiculous thing. What happens to these animals after the fair?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they just keep them until next year. I don't know. Is there a market for ostrich
I don't know.
Meat or ostrich products?
I'm sure there is.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to find out about this.
Yeah.
Because it's really – a horrible thing.
It really is.
Incredible. There's this orangutan. Let's go around the world now, okay? So
okay.
Let's go to Indonesia. Finally, they're starting to get serious about prosecuting people who trade in orangutans. You're not supposed to do that. It's been illegal for decades, and you're not allowed to buy and sell them for a pet. Up a Facebook account to make an appeal to find a hitman, right? So she's looking for someone to murder somebody, and that person was going to be any stranger wearing a fur coat.
She was going to hire a hitman to murder someone wearing a fur coat.
Right.
Just one individual? Any individual?
Right.
At the murderer's discretion?
Right. No, she had guidelines.
Okay.
Okay? They wanted someone at least 14 years old. However, 12 years old or older is fine. That's just that was one of her rules.
Okay.
And she was going to pay somebody $830 to $850 for the attack and wanted someone to fatally shoot. And they live in a socialization cage, which allows them to get used to each other, right?
Yeah.
And then they ultimately, after years, release them.
Yeah.
So hopefully this news will combat the illegal trade by letting people know that they just can't monkey around like this anymore.
Monkey around. Yes.
And then I have to share this with you. There is a sort of nutty animal rights activist. She set up a Facebook account to make an appeal to find a hitman, right? So she's looking for someone to murder somebody. And that person was going to be any stranger wearing a fur coat.
She was going to hire a hitman to murder someone wearing a fur coat.
Right.
Just one individual? Any individual?
Right.
At the murderer's discretion?
Right. No, she had guidelines.
Okay.
Okay? They wanted someone at least 14 years old. However, 12 years old or older is fine. That was one of her rules.
Okay.
And she was going to pay somebody $830 to $850 for the attack and wanted someone to fatally shoot or slit the throat of a random person wearing fur, according to the FBI.
She's a nutty woman. Nutty woman.
Right. So she sets up this fake Facebook page, and then the FBI was tipped off and made contact with her, and before you know it, they're knocking at your door saying, lady, what are you doing?
Holy cow. Did she get replies?
That's good. I would like to see what else people are saying. Well, she added, you know, she said she wanted to she did it partially to get out of her house, believe it or not. This is part of her explanation. She's 27. She's living with her parents and her brothers who eat meat and eggs and use fur and leather and wool. So she thought that maybe this would get her out of the house, which I think it's going to. And she also was critical of the Cleveland aquarium. There's a new aquarium, I guess, in Cleveland, saying it's wrong for the animals to be taken against their will and put into the equivalent of a bathtub, which, okay, there are bits of reality in her craziness. And then she was also critical of the Cleveland Clinic, who obviously do a lot of animal testing like any big research
hospital. Yeah, but she's the type of person that gives animal rights people, animal activists, a bad name.
You better believe it, because she also described to the possible assailant, you need to bring a gun that has a silencer on it and that can be easily concealed in your pants pocket or coat.
Oh, nutty woman.
So, yeah.
Nutty woman. Okay, very interesting. Good. So don't go away. We have more of these very wonderful stories to share with you right here on Animals Today.
With pet overpopulation, there are so many unwanted dogs and cats that sadly millions of wonderful pets are euthanized every year in shelters because there's just nowhere for them to go. Consider that one female dog and her offspring can produce more than 50,000 puppies in just 6 years, and that a female cat and her kittens can produce more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. Now everybody loves a cute puppy or a playful kitten, but there simply are not enough people to care for all the animals. If you let your animal have a litter, even just one, then these kittens and puppies can go on to produce more offspring themselves. We can all help reduce this problem by spaying or neutering our animals as soon as we obtain them. That's what responsible pet owners do. Ask your veterinarian about the procedure. You'll also learn that spaying and neutering can allow your pet to live a longer, healthier life by reducing the chances of certain cancers. There are other benefits, too. Fixed animals are less likely to bite, fight, roam, or run away. Neutered cats are less likely to mark their territory. And because they do not go into heat cycles, they are less likely to cry continuously or to attract unwanted animals. So make sure to spay or neuter your pets right away and tell your friends and relatives about how we can all help make pet euthanasia a thing of the past. This message presented by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-684-2260. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-684-2260. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Call 1-800-684-2260. 1-800-684-2260. That's 1-800-684-2260.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This programming is brought to you by the Buick Certified Service Experts. We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. To help make sure your Buick is ready no matter what the traffic or weather brings, visit BuickCertifiedService.com for our latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Welcome back to Animals Today. Peter, before you continue with animals in the news, I really need to talk about this, the Iditarod race that's coming up. Did you know it's in March now?
So
it's
Iditarod.
Yeah, Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, which is a dog sled race held in Alaska, and it takes place on the first Saturday every March. So it's coming up in a couple days here. In this race, mushers, which are the dog sled drivers, force their dogs to run a grueling 1,150 miles through frozen Alaskan terrain, which is an average of about 100 miles a day for 2 weeks. And many dogs will suffer from conditions such as pneumonia, hypothermia, bruised and lacerated paws, upper respiratory infections, shoulder injuries, frostbites, and listen, the problems and the medical issues go on and on. But according to the Sled Dog Action Coalition, and by the way, we interviewed the founder of that group, so you may want to listen to that. That was last year at this time on animalstodayradio.com. Go to the archive section. It was really, it really will just educate you about this this cruel form of entertainment. According to her website, nearly 150 dogs have died during the Iditarod since records started being kept. So some of these dogs are, they die literally of being run to death.
Yeah.
And this number, by the way, doesn't include dogs who died after the race was over, or the ones who might be killed after the race because they might be too injured or sick or unwanted by the owner. Right? It's like the horse industry, I suppose, when animal is no longer useful,
right,
or, to the owner, or no longer a potential winner, right? Just kill them. So what is the purpose of the original Iditarod? Do you know that?
Oh, so let's see. Wow. I would have to guess, and that'd be silly. So go tell
do
us.
Do you want to guess?
Transporting food?
Clothes.
Okay.
Transporting something more important, though. Oh. It was in the winter of 1920.
Vodka?
in the winter of 1925, it was an epidemic of diphtheria, which broke out in Nome.
I should have thought about
in
that.
In Nome, Alaska, and they ran out of serum to heal the sick people, and obviously many were going to die without help from the outside, and the closest place with medicine was in Anchorage. So, there were no roads between Anchorage and Nome, right? And still, there's still not. So they rushed to medicine by train to Nenana, and then it went by dog sled to Nome. This was the only means of transportation to get there at this time, and a dog named Balto, some of you heard of that dog being spoken about, was the lead dog on the team that transported the medicine to Nome that saved so many lives. And there were 100 dogs who relayed the package 674 miles from Nenana to Nome, and the dogs ran in relays with dogs running about 100 miles each. So this Iditarod race that happens every year in Alaska is supposed to commemorate that fateful trip and follows the original trail used back in 1925. But why do mushers really subject their dogs to the abuse of the Iditarod?
Cash prize.
Right. And it's another way we abuse and exploit animals.
You know, when they say this the dogs love to run, I mean, that, you know, that's their explanation of why it's a good thing to do.
Dogs love to run, but not 100 miles every day for 2 weeks.
And they'll run. They love it so much. I mean, they don't know to stop.
Right. They don't know.
So that it's not a very good argument.
Right. Oh, of course not. I mean, look who we're talking about here. Okay, so what can you do? I don't know. You know, the sponsorships really are the biggest source of revenue for this race. And I guess contact the Iditarod's corporate sponsors and request that they no longer fund this deadly and horrific event.
Right.
So there you go.
Iditarod.
Yeah.
Let me bring it back to Riverside County.
Okay.
Here, because this is even in our local neighborhood. A man was recently arrested of running cockfights. You know, they're still fighting roosters.
Yes.
Isn't that the most crazy thing?
That's
terrible.
Think?
Well, some noise was coming from his residence. The police came. A bunch of people scattered. There were gunshots, and a bunch of people were seen scattering. Salazar was found to be attempting to hide some dead roosters in his garbage can. And who would have thought that they're still cockfights, which is a horrible thing.
It's horrible. You know, Peter, I'll just tell you that there's this bill that was recently introduced with bipartisan support. It's called the Animal Fighting Spectator Prohibition Act of 2011. And so, you know, let me just speak a few minutes about this because it's so pertinent to the story you just mentioned. I'm sure most of us know a little bit about animal fighting, especially, you know, after the exposure of the Michael Vick case. But, you know, it's sometimes known as a blood sport, and whether it involves dogs or birds, it's a violent crime that causes really immense suffering to countless number of innocent animals. And animal fighting is one